7 is a live show. Call in is 800-313-9443. And I wanted to present out some finishing touches on the transplantation of the new living kidney guidelines that were put together last week. And on the other show, I was talking about the effect of chloramine caused cholesterol health damage, the concept of kidney dialysis patients, and the national group that oversees these organ transplants in the United States declined to approve guidelines aimed at ensuring hospitals properly evaluating potential living kidney donors. And the group approved rules for requiring minimum standards for hospitals that wish to perform living donor transplants. The guidelines really suggest that some people can become donors and others can't, and it's too prescriptive, you know, basically in terms of how you determine who's going to donate a kidney. But about 7 years ago, the HHS Shalula, there, that was head of that, which just testified last week talking about our bioterrorism. But this one person, in my opinion, has been totally responsible for the death of thousands of people in this country, and I will stand by that statement because they said, well, because there were certain ethnic groups in Chicago and Detroit and Cincinnati and places like that, they're saying, well, the people on the West Coast get more kidneys than we do because we're oppressed. So they changed the rules in this country saying, well, you got to have first choice of kidneys in your local area. Well, how in the hell are you going to get a match? I'm not supposed to say, but the thing comes in, how are you supposed to get a match? There is a person that might be able to save your life, might be in Tacoma, Washington, and you're in some place in Tennessee somewhere. Or it might be the other way around. There might be someone in Georgia, and have these very fine Atlanta hospitals to be able to find a kidney for you. And you may be in a state that doesn't have the best urban medicine. So these kidney guidelines, and plus you're being contaminated by the food and water and air in real-world terms, and you expect the government to take care of that? No, you got to get out there, and there has to be a process of a constitutional amendment to give you the right to be able to go out there and vote what goes in the food and water and have the grand jury of science and technology to get your citizen petition out there that you want a grand jury to investigate this situation and to be able to say, how is it that the national group in Washington, D.C., sitting in room 445, building 6, in the wing of the Senate building, can make a transplant surgeon's decision that you have no rights on any kidney transplant program to perform a living donor? It's something for you to think about, folks. We'll come back on the other end of the break, and we will proceed with McGorlian's disease.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Parker, and this is September 23, 2007, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And in just a minute or so, we're going to be talking. I'm going to update you on Morgellons disease. But first of all, I want to give tribute to a Texas district court judge that was in office in 1991 to 1994, and her name was Eileen O'Neill. And she heard constitutional issues of life and death that changed the course of direction of thinking in constitutional law. And I take a lot of my inspiration of, I'm the one that thought of the idea of grand jury of science and technology, but I was inspired by her holding a Texas District Court judgeship on constitutional issues, which were, in my opinion, totally brilliant. She was voted out of office in 1994. And 1994 was also the year where the United States government did their massive studies. There were 4,000 contract studies on the use of chlorine and chloramine in the water. And where they and this is where I later in the year 2003 found and exposed the Camp Lejeune study, which is now being presented on the Senate subcommittees where women aborted from tap water. And but I want to, I was just, I don't know where Eileen O'Neill is today, but all I know is bless Eileen O'Neill, and she got voted out because she took her stand, and there should be more people like her. And she held court there in Texas and in a district court, and God bless her. And so my karma's clean. I'd given credit to me. To me, she's one of the, she was one of the top, and she probably still practicing law. But the point is, and she's the top of the pyramid in my opinion. But I want to get to as well to Morgellons disease, and this is a disease which has been touted by medical folks as being a psychological phobia disease. But the whole point is that there. Patients are talking about fibers, they're little pliable plastic thing, fibers that are several millimeters long, and they come out of the skin, and some are folded in zigzag patterns, and, they're in real small spider silk forms. And there are thousands of these patients across the United States and Australia, Europe. This is a, is coming down as to being an immunological disease, and they and the people that have this are suffering out. Their list of symptoms, you know, include the chronic muscle and joint pains, and some fatigue, and a lot of cognitive problems. That's what I noticed from trying to get to the confidential information that the government doesn't want you to see. The thing comes down to. It came out around year 2001 when people really came through. There was a person by the name of Mary Liotto of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and she suspected that her two-year-old son, Drew, had scabies. So she treated him with a cream and found the tiny fibers emerging from his skin, and so she's the one that kicked this off and brought it in. And it was named... after the 17th century author Thomas Brown, Morgellons, which was characterized by black hairs protruding from the skin. And the Morgellons Research Foundation wants to get help from a lot of scientists to work this out, but their funding's been cut off. The United States government has put a lid on this disease. And the CDC has openly worked on it for a while, but they still are hiding a lot of stuff that's out there. But the broken skin really attracts a lot of these fibers and what's being found, and there are bundles of collagen and elastin under the skin, and it has the appearance, it gives the appearance of a parasite, and there's no evidence really that... that this is caused by what the government says it's caused by, which is really from the head. But the fibers exist, and there are some processes here of research. As it stands now, the DNA that's been extracted from these fibers may belong to a new kind of fungus. And this is one speculation. When I first came across this, I felt that that there was a special protein that had never been seen before, and I stuck by it because when you look at it in electrophoresis, or in other words, division of protein extraction, it's something that you that is I called it outer space. You know, it was the fibers get dark, and the forensics of this is when you look at it, it looks like a fungus, but it isn't. And there is a researcher by the name of Vitalik Sitovsky, and he's out of Stony Brook University in New York, and he has found that there is an agrobacterium. This is a genus of bacterium that causes tumors in plants, and that it's part of this Morgellons process. And I have a feeling that that his work is really valid. And they're trying to grow this particular DNA in human cells to see if it's possible to have a plant-to-human transfer. I feel it is possible for another reason, and this is where it's world-shaking. This is the transfer out of plant to human species, and this is what I was talking about. The immune system, and I was talking about earlier, the immune system of the human body is becoming weakened to be able to accept us cross-species. That's why this is a world-shaking thing I'm trying to put forth here. I'm extending out and giving you another theory for the process of it. Because if you can have a cross-species, you are also transforming kingdoms of DNA. And and if you do that and look at where the patients come from, they usually are coming around very close to wetlands. Our concept of water bases or water pools or the strange plants that are being contaminated from the runoffs of industrial waste. And this is not all the patients that have been in that kind of environment, but many more than we think are in that environment that have had come up with this. Now, I'm going to add another layer to this. It's very important. The people are going to say, well, there's a mental symptom because it's reacting to what might be caused by a real parasite. But the whole point is, if that is true on that Morgellons concept, then it would have to invade the host, which would be humans, and then the immune system would unleash an inflammatory response. And these proteins would be the cytokines, which we normally excrete in order to protect against inflammation. Point is, and this is where we get into the outer space concept, is that if we cross plant to human in terms of a species DNA transfer due to contamination of the water, how did the DNA change occur? And when did it occur? When the Morgellons symptom was written in the 17th century? It's a ponderous question, because the 17th century time period on our Earth they were adamant diary writers, and they reported exactly what they saw and exactly what they felt. My question is, how long has the world been contaminated? I mean, how long has the soil and water been contaminated? And when was this known? When was this known? When you look at the research that's been done on the addition of disinfectants to kill microbes in the water, and you read the old manuscripts on the concept and the development and the invention of fluoride and its reason, which was based upon the development of fertilizer because the soil would not make the nitrogen base. That writing in German, I have read, and it's from the 18th century. So the whole thing comes down to the fact that we push forward the time button to the Second World, before the Second World War. Fritz Haber and Mandel were already working on the concept in Germany of being able to develop these whole different chemicals. In the other part of the Western world, which was just developing things in a social way, there was already concern that the soil that they had landed on, which was later to call America, there was something different about it. We're going to come back on the other end of the break, and I'm going to pursue Morgellons for a little bit more on our immunological responses in our human body.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and this is September 23, 2007. I want to make a point on the bacteria of Margolians, that disease. This is called an agrobacterium. I know I've already mentioned it, but I'll spell it for you. It's agrobacterium. Bacteriums are simulated bacteria, they're in another genetic code. But if this is true, that in the injection into mice to see if the agrobacterium can cause a tumor in the mice, this particular bacterium then is a cross DNA source, or it's an opportunistic infection. And it can genetically transform the host, which is the point of the mice experiments that are coming up. But the whole thing comes down to the fact that we have three things happening. We have a fungus infection that's possible. We have a tumor infection, or we have tumors in plants that are cross-speciesing into humans through the water. One of the things that, and that's a fact, that's the way it goes. I mean, you know, we've got to accept the whole thing. This is the other point about it I was talking in the last hour, is that The people in the healthcare discussions and politicians don't have a clue as to what they're really talking about. It's shameful, shameful. There was a newspaper in Hainan, China. The newspaper that they have in Hainan do not have a title to their newspapers. And I was reading this Chinese newspaper, and it explains in an article about a chicken that was given bottled mineral water by a family who suspected it was contaminated. The chicken died within 1 minute. Think about that. Died within 1 minute, the chicken did, in terms of the bottled mineral water. And that's in Hainan, China. The highest reported cases, which they don't call Morgellons in China, is similar to Morgellons in Hainan, China. Something to think about. Something to think about. And I have to go on to the next subject, which is very important on the development of trying to find ways to discover ways that these transfers are being made from different species. And these are in the research area. What can save life may cause the death, and what's causing the death may save life. These are called cybrids. That's spelled CYBRIDS. And what this amounts to is what has been old news now. I think it's 3 weeks old. I talked about this about four shows ago, about having human DNA with an egg from a rabbit or a cow stripped of the DNA, and then it sets for this different hybrid, and then it's taken out of the hybrid and placed into the petri dish. And what's been found is what people were pretty well expecting, that there's new forms of human embryonic stem cells that you can turn into muscle and nerve cells. Now, this is very important because it's a formation of a 16-cell stage rather than a 12-set cell stage. Very important stuff, and there's also an implication of brain cells from humans can be obviated by using cybrids. And they produce the stem cells that are necessary for the whole process of saving the human condition. Why do you have to have the stem cells? Because, back again, we do not have the immunology to be able to work it through, to be able to save ourselves. We have to have this ingenious research in the new medicine, which I call informed gene therapy. And I know that there are people out here in the world that are going to say, well, what about the woman that died and recently from gene therapy? Well, it was a whole process. That was a virus experiment that she signed up for. The actual virus was from her. So it made it look like the gene therapy killed her, but that's not the case. And another aspect of this is that it was based on an arthritic study. So in other words, it's the idea of gene therapy and a virus system that was cloned from her and then injected back into her. The chance of success of that had already been shown in animals to be 90%, but they wanted to take the chance in the human. It was a good experiment. It's unfortunate that the patient died, but it wasn't for the reason that the press is trying to portray it, which is to be against stem cell research, to be against progress, to say it's a conspiracy, like Hillary Clinton said yesterday, a medical conspiracy. And the idea of having knee pain has been found in terms of males, particularly if they smoke and have knee pain, they are potential candidates for lung cancer. This is a very important study, and that was from gene therapy. And it's called a monoarthritic symptom. And when we come back to at the end of the break, we're going to get into suing God.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
The Berkeleyites' unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is Porter Pathways. Dr. Wynn Porter, and this is September 23, 2007. This is a live show. And the call-in is 800-313-9443. And support RBN and its activities, and you get more truth. And to pick up on the concept of suing God, you probably have heard about the Nebraska senator that is suing God. And the point of this is that he wants his name is Ernie Chambers, and what he's trying to do is the claim that God has made terroristic threats against the senator and his constituents and inspired fear, caused widespread death, destruction, and terrorizing millions upon millions of the Earth's inhabitants. He's seeking a permanent injunction against the Almighty. The lawsuit was triggered by really a federal suit filed against a judge who recently barred words such as rape and victim from a sexual assault trial. and the district court judge, Jeffrey Chavant, claiming that there was a violation of the free will of this lady in the case. And so the senator, Nebraska senator, said that Bowen's lawsuit, which is the girl who got assaulted, is inappropriate because the Nebraska Supreme Court has already considered the case in the federal courts. And so the idea, it creates a circumstance where the senator's suit against God is appropriate. Now, what is interesting about this is that, to me, I take this a little step further. You know, the whole process is here Nebraska senator wants to sue God. But what about these questions that these people bring up that developing the stem cell system and being able to work it through is a no-no? But the same people want to have, when Christopher Reeve was alive, he put through his influence to try to have stem cell research for the repair of the spinal cord. And the senators at that time said, well, this can't do that because that's against God. So I find that the same senators on the same subcommittee are giving corporations in this country the leeway to apologize to China because China is the one that's tainting the leukemia drugs. It's a good one of the points is that the Chinese want to pull off methotrexate and cytobrin and hydrochloride. Cytobrin and hydrochloride has been recovered as that's been used for years. And the Chinese have been putting lead in toys and all kinds of products. Got Mattel, Congress telling Mattel to go apologize to China because China contaminated the products. And of course, the lead and the antifreeze ingredients have been found in toothpaste and the drugs themselves. The whole process is that the apology that the Congress wants these CEOs to say to China is to say that to use the word God in the apology. At the same time, be against God in the states' rights cases and that have gone to the Supreme Court and are now pending in the federal courts. At the same time, a Nebraska senator is filing a case that will be heard tomorrow. Filing against God. Now, at the same time, we're going to have an Iranian dictator, as I already talked to them about in the last hour. I don't want to waste any more time, radio time, giving it to that person. But let me tell you something. If you don't think that this is a process by which we go into this insanity of ignorance in terms of how we look at things, these same people that are worried about the economy and are talking about how we distort science for the benefit of themselves, which is what these chloramine people are doing, to take take ammonia out of the water and have chlorine, where chlorine causes oxalic acid decrease in human arteries, develops breast cancer tumors in conjunction with the chlorine concentration in women, sterilizes men, sterilizes boys up to the age of 16 in studies, aborts and reproductive incapacities from chloramine alone, and the chlorine and the disinfectant byproducts and the bromine inositic acids that have been recently discovered are 4,000 times more carcinogenic than the trihalomethanes we have in the water. And the EPA is going to fine cities in this country $10,000 a day for not having chloramine in the drinking water. And you tell me that we don't, I don't want to be involved. I don't know. That's up to them. It's about time, as I say on my bumper music, wake up, everybody. You need a grand jury of science and technology that I've created here, where I'm going to put this together, and we're going to want a national movement for a constitutional amendment in this country. And if you don't think that's enough, I just want you to just sit back and see a very basic concept of the economy. Okay, you have platinum. This is your Engelhard platinum is selling on the stock market at $1,410 an ounce. okay? And you've got to think it's an increase of 1,000%. Who do you think has the greatest amount of palladium and platinum, and why is it needed? Is it getting ready for the next bond-making system? You got beef carcasses equivalent to 1 to 3,600 and 900-pound beef carcasses are now at $137.66 as of yesterday. No, Friday. I'm sorry, Friday. They come out, probably on the international market, beef carcasses will be running up to almost $140 per equivalent 900-pound sections. At the same time as the Arabs are trying to buy the London Stock Exchange by tomorrow, West Texas sour on domestic crude oil will be estimated at $74.17 a barrel in another 6 hours, as I'm speaking on Parker Pathways. Louisiana Sweet is a St. James domestic crude oil, will be at $80.22 on the gallon. All right? Englehart fabricated gold will be at close to $774.94 an ounce, per troy ounce, by tomorrow afternoon. Now, the people that run these Senate subcommittees and talk about the fact of the Camp Lejeune situation that I uncovered, and it went through, and how the people died from the tap water and the rest of it, are the same subcommittee people who take testimony from the Federal Reserve as of last week, and still say, well, we don't want to invoke this as the Nebraska senator did in terms of suing God, because the whole thing is it's just out of our hands. They're controlling the very basic of the structures on the stock market, of which are being promoted, as I open my show today, to tip you off to the next world change that's all based on food and water. Now, if you want to really get into the concept of how this is controlled, on every show I talk about the patent granting and who what's in the patents and how it works and how the patent law gets changed. And the whole process is so as to promote these kind of situations. And the thing is that the Supreme Court just had its recent ruling, which I would like to get into today if I have time. But the whole thing on how to change the patent law of what is considered the analysis of obviousness as to what's an obviousness in terms of the invention for infringement purposes. The impact of industrial equipment in the world on patents is the top company is Caterpillar. Now, Caterpillar has a 25% increase in patents in for this year. Their technical strength is the highest in the world. They have more technical strength in their patents than any other company on this planet. And the thing comes down, and that includes IBM. This is industrial technology strength based upon the number of patents granted even up to this year, which is 176. There's another company called Actuant. It has a technical power strength of 21% in terms of its influence on the world. And it has only had 12 patents, but every one of them are solid to control the industrial technology strength of the world. That's where we get into why I started all of this process. Not only was the fact that our gene pool is being destroyed by immunology, but the fact is in order to solve these problems, we need engineering and state-of-the-art improvements of the industrial equipment that is used to process the water and process the food. We're having outsourcing of food processing into China, and we've got corporations supposed to apologize to China because they contaminated our food. If you go into the store and just look at the shelves, you can talk about, everyone talks about religion and, oh, we've got to pray and we've got to do that. Nothing wrong with that. Prayer helps. No, the battle line is on the shelves in your supermarket or your local store and the water you're drinking and the bottled water, which has got 25% of the chemicals that are involved in this process that can poison you. Now, the whole thing comes down to who do you think makes the process by which you do this, that makes even the plastic or even processes out of the water. They are the ones with the highest patent systems in the terms of industrial development, JM, Vanti in Germany, Sumitomo, heavy industry, Crane Company, Baal Systems, coming out of the Swedish company that wants to work out the OMG stock market trade with the Dubais, which is the Arab consorts that are involved in trying to buy an off-trade triple play of the New York Stock Exchange being sold to the Arabians and connected with the London Stock Exchange. Now, listeners, how many percentages of those stocks do you think is involved with food and water in those three-way changes I opened up this show with? Just you can guess. You can guess if you want. The figure I have is 49%. Now, we're talking about 31% of the total currency movement in this world will be controlled by two major countries who are forming new countries in currency. They don't even have to change the boundary of their country. So the whole thing is, think on it in terms of the fact, if you want to do something, where do you think that they get the authority from doing this? It's by domination. It's by the process of being able to change the way we think about ourselves. A good example of this in trying to con you into believing that the process of the government of the United States of America is fair, democratic, and the rest of it, forgetting that we're a republic and they control it and they're on the payroll. So the whole thing is that brings me back to this whole process of not picking on Hillary Clinton. I'm just calling it as an example. As an example, Hillary Clinton is proposing to cover 47 million uninsured Americans with new options for buying the coverage and the tax credits to help pay for them. All right, I've always talked about the benefit of the research and development credit, and I think that's a valid point to have a tax credit. But it requires the Americans to have coverage, but allow the people who like what they have to keep it. All right. The initiative has several proposals, and it has the taxation on anyone who makes over $250,000 and restoring the tax rates when they were before President Bush took office. Of course, that's where Clinton pulled that off, and, of course, we ended up with one of the greatest economic disasters of our history that the public doesn't even know about. I call it I'm not going to talk about it. It's another show. The former Federal Bank director has already made his case, and you can talk about it. It was about oil while we went to war, and we can go through all that process. No, it was the manipulation of currency and the process of the fact of being able to court on three major factors. Healthcare was always the manipulating aspect of the economy. When Clinton said that it's the economy, stupid, it was the fact that the whole fact he was right, but he didn't finish the sentence. It's the economy and currency, stupid. So the whole thing is that they didn't tell you what's coming out now, which I'm exposing the fact that the whole thing is in balance. You control the supply of the water. You control the supply of the food. What do you think is going to be discussed at the United Nations tomorrow? In New York, it's going to be the whole concept of we're going to have Gorbachev there discussing how water's a right, and the whole process is a nothing being mentioned that he's going to mention about if it's water's a right, then we should have a right to vote what goes in our water. They're going to have Governor Schwarzenegger there, and he's going to be touted as an environmentalist who is saving the day in terms of bills that are going through the California legislature. Let me tell you, this fellow, I liked him immensely, but the whole thing comes down to the fact The state-run universal health care system on Senate Bill 840 has put it in that the require all individuals actually to purchase coverage, and then levy a 4% tax on employers to help fund these coverage for the poor. The whole process of the whole thing is that there are no, and here again, there are no medical protocols for being able to make those determinations. It's what you eat and drink. Nobody wants to talk about that. When I talk about chloramine collateral health damage and we being a human processing plant, I wasn't joking. The whole thing comes down that we're doing the very chemical process in the real world that the people in the engineering systems out here, they say they're doing, but they're not, to protect our food and water. That's why the constitutional amendment that I'm proposing is the fact that it would be water, food, and medical protocols. That's why I keep bringing it up. The key to the whole process are the medical protocols to be able to make the decisions on how you live and die, how you work. That's why I brought it up in terms of the glomerular filtration index that you need to ask about when you have lab work done. We'll come back at the other side of the break, and we're going to continue this conversation and three more exposés.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
This is Parker Pathways. Dr. Winn-Porter, and I wanted to mention on the healthcare plans that are being proposed still have as amendments that the federal chips that are used in the palms of the hands for federal employees as part of the condition of the healthcare system. I just wanted to make sure that that was on the table. The government's position on how to control the water supply coming in from the other way will be discussed at the United Nations tomorrow, and their whole point will be desalination. And they're going to try to sell the people on the idea of desalination based on the idea of augmenting the water supply. And the desalination sources always have the salt content removed, and there's a membrane filtration in the present state of the art. But these contaminants are removed by a membrane process, but not all the chemistry is involved. Now, I'm going to have a lot of shows on the concept of the contaminants from chloramine and chlorine, but also from bromides and another concept on the recycled water, which is being touted as reuse, and they want the globe to be involved in this under the guise that they're going to have more supplemental water to take care of the potable water supply, which really is not in any good existence. And this comes under my water doomsday clock, which I calculated it took 2 years to create the water doomsday clock with all the technology forecasting mathematics. And if you want to find out how to have a slow death and get sold on the idea of a double patenting system, this is a piping system which is done by these companies that I mentioned to you in industrial engineering. The Solier and Tribeca Green Buildings in Battery Park, Manhattan, have the first double pipe system for this sinister, sinister plot of the double piping system that is being duplicated from Massachusetts in the 6,800-seated Gillette Stadium, the home of the New England Patriots, and in the Wortham Hall in Massachusetts. And in Arizona, the reclaimed water is being used for park irrigation and other common grounds, as they call it. But the whole thing comes down to the fact that they don't tell the public that these things go into the aquifer. They go back in the recycle system, and they come back. The argument that the government makes, and they're going to make at the United Nations tomorrow, is the fact, well, what's your problem? The water that we have has been recycled that we use for 25 times. Oh, I see. It took me to go out the door, mention the word chloramine in the year 2003. The government had the plan. The recycle desalination system was in place to contaminate from mercury cylinders, which are in the desalination system, to put more mercury into the system. At the same time, it's supported by the banks on the national system from Dubai, who make their deals tomorrow with a bank, and they want to connect the dots. The biggest desalination plant in the world is being built in Saudi Arabia right now. They already have two of them. It's not oil, it's water. Tune in next week, Parker Pathways. God bless America, and stay healthy. And when you're out there, without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much. Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Probably. And all that you have in the time of your life. It's true.